Summing up, prokaryotes. Prokaryotes have a fixed sequence of genes, which regulate protein synthesis. This sequence, called the operon, is made up of at least three genes: the regulator gene, the operator gene, and the structural gene. Gene regulation of the operon occurs via inducer and repressor proteins. Two particularly interesting operons are the lactose and tryptophan operons. Eukaryotes. Gene regulation in eukaryotic cells is much more complex, due not only to the fact that each structural gene is transcribed separately, as it possesses its own control system, but above all to the presence of complicated structures and organelles in the cytoplasm, which require a greater number of proteins, and to the existence of multiplicity of types of cell with very different functions. Chromosome condensation. Gene expression is correlated to the degree of chromosome condensation. The chromatin that unwinds the most during the interphase is called euchromatin, while the chromatin that remains more condensed and is not transcribed is called heterochromatin. One of the two X chromosomes in female mammals does not unwind and is known as the bar body. Regulation of gene transcription. Eukaryotic DNA transcription is regulated by general transcription factors and begins at a promoter site made up of at least three regions: the Tata box, the transcription start site, and the basal promoter. Regulatory genes in the eukaryotic cells are called enhancers or silencers, depending on whether they favor or inhibit the beginning of gene transcription. Gene expression may also be regulated at the end of transcription by special repressors, RNA interference, or at the level of translation, often modifying the proteins so that they are deactivated after a certain period of time. Development. During the development of a multicellular organism, important changes occur that give rise to the adult form. The study of these transformation processes is called developmental genetics. The phases of development are controlled by specific regulatory factors, which induce genes to switch on and off at a precise time. Analyzing proteins. It is also possible to analyze gene activity by studying proteomes, the set of proteins expressed in the cells of a given organism. Two different techniques are used to determine which and how many proteins are present in a cell: two-dimensional gel electrophoresis and mass spectroscopy.